Well, shalom. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout, welcoming you to some more wonderful Jewish soul music. This particular program will feature a Sfira Maariv concert that took place on May 2nd, 2004. I'll give you the details of that in a minute, but I just want to tell you about a wonderful, wonderful Mincha Maariv Sfira Davening that's going to take place on Sunday, May 7th, just a week or so from now, at 7:30 p.m. It will take place at the First Congregation Anshei Sfard of Borough Park, which is on 14th Avenue by 45th Street. It will feature Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, Cantor Yaakov Motzen, and Cantor Yaakov Rosenfeld. And Yitzchak Chaimov will be the choir leader, directing the Hampton Synagogue Choir. This is brought to you by Cantor's World. I'll tell you more about Cantor's World in forthcoming programs. But Cantor Benny Rogozinski and I are we're figuring this as an opening for more to come, hopefully a revival of Cantor's World. If you want to order tickets, simply go to cantorsworld.com. Cantor's World, CantorsWorld.com, to purchase tickets over the internet. Very simple. Again, that's Sunday, May 7th, Mincha Maariv Davening. Okay, let's go back to 2004, May 2nd, at the Bialystoker Synagogue in the Lower East Side. We're going to hear for the next 2.5 or 3 hours a Cantor's World Sfira Maariv concert featuring the following cantors: Pinchas Cohn, Yaakov Motzen, Moshe Shulhoff, and Moshe Stern, accompanied by Matthew Lazar and his choir. It's a wonderful, wonderful concert. And without further ado, let's go back. I will caution you that there are a few times there is a lapse in the recording because it was a live recording. Don't shut it off. Wait a minute or two sometimes throughout the recording. Because there is the interval, if you will, when the congregation is davening. So again, if you hear a pause, just stay with it, and the davening will proceed. Okay, let's go back again a few years. 13 years already. Wow.
The Lord. Ashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu Lisholoim Ve'yamideinu Malkeinu Lechavayim Man,
Visakne the veil of Itzotrivova, Mirafone.
mach libeinu vesogeina visheinu vesogeina visheinu Yeshua
Say, Iskadei, Iskadei, Shmei Rabot, Fiyal Mod, Ivroki Vusei, Vyam Nikma Kusei, V'chaye Choyn, V'yem Choyn, V'chaye Lechol Beis Yisroel, Agolo, V'zmane Kori, V'yemeru Omer. Yeish Mei Rabot, Mevurach, Olam Lo Omer, Vayo, Izbura, V'yishtabach, Izboa, V'yisroman, V'yisnasi, V'yisadar, V'yisale, V'yisalol, Shmei Nikuri, Shover, Yichum, Thank you.
Lekaim mitzvah saseh Lekaim Lekaim mitzvah saseh Shel sefiras
Vino, Mal, 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 mal Please be seated. Please welcome Rabbi Tzvi Ram, the rabbi of the Bialystok Shul.
By all rights, the period in which we find ourselves now, the period of the Sfiras HaOmer, between Pesach and Shavuos, should be the happiest time on the Jewish calendar. Pesach, our exodus from Egypt, Shavuos, the giving of the Torah, Zman Matan Taraseinu. The Ramban, Nachmanides, writes on Chumash that this period of time is a Chol HaMoed, is equivalent to the intermediate days of a festival. How then did Sfiras HaOmer become associated with mourning, with Avelus? How has this been transformed into a period of time without instrumental music, without weddings, without haircuts? And the answer lies in the Talmudic phrase, Hianosenes, that the very source of our joy is now the source of our sadness. We can't help but recall at this time of year the centrality which the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash, played in the national life of the Jewish people. We can't help but on Pesach to recall the Korban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice. We can't help but to recall the Minchas HaOmer, the Omer sacrifice brought on the second day of Pesach. We can't help but recall the Shtei HaLechem, the Bikurim, part and parcel of the fabric of Jewish life expressed during this holy period of time. And as we recall that joy, and we reflect upon the fact that that joy, that Beis HaMikdash, is no longer with us, it fills us with an immense feeling of sadness. And that sadness is underscored time and time again throughout Jewish history by the deaths of the students of Rabbi Akiva, by the massacres of the Crusades, by the Piguim in Gush Katif and the like. We closed our eyes a few moments ago and we were transported back into the Beis HaMikdash. As we sat here in this Mikdash Me'at, this miniature sanctuary, hearing the beautiful voices of the illustrious Chazonim of Cantor's World, who grace us with their presence tonight, for a moment, the sadness was gone. For a moment, the joy of the Beis HaMikdash had returned. As we continue with the second part of the program, a series of songs recalling the yearning which the Jewish people has for that Beis HaMikdash. Let's pray that Uneshalma Forim Svoseinu, we may not have the Beis HaMikdash, but this beautiful event which we've experienced tonight gives us a taste, a me'en olam haba, a little bit of a sense of what standing in the Mikdash must have been all about. Let's pray together for a time when the Sfiras HaOmer is no longer a time of Avelus, when we gather together besupim uvimcholos, with drums, with dancing, with instrumental music. And that time, v'hoshev kohanim la'avodosam, when the kohanim will return to their proper form of service, u'leviyim l'shiram u'lezimram, and leviyim will lead us together in song, b'meherov yomenu amen.
Eile malei rachamim, shochein bamromim, hametzei menucha nechona al kanfei ha-shechina, b'maalot kedoshim utehorim, כזוהר הרקיע מאירים ומזהירים. לנשמת האישה מרת טלי בת רבי שלמה, ולנשמות בנותיה הטהורות והקדשות, הדר, תהילה, רוני ומירב, בנות רבי דוד, למשפחת חתואל, ולנשמות כל נפגעי הטרור האכזרי, אנשים, נשים, ילדים וילדות ותינוקות של בית רבן. שנהרגו, שנשחטו, שנשרפו, שני רצחו בכל מיני מיטות משונות ואכזריות בידי מרצחים בני עוולה יימח שמם. ואדוני ינקום עליהם דמו. בעבור שכל עם ישראל במדינה ובגולה מתייחדים עם זכרם הקדוש ומתפללים לעילוי נשמתו. לכן בעל הרחמים יעשית ירם בסתר כנפיו לעולמים ויצרור ויצרור החיים את נשמתו. בגון ויענוכו ושלום על משכבם. ונאמר
Adam. Yashmi yeinu v'racham v'shem.